This week's parsha is Parshas Dvorim, and today's class we are going to focus on the nature of the Book of Dvorim. The Book of Dvorim is different than all the other four books, and we have to understand really what is the difference in this book. First, we'll start with the idea of the Vilna Gaon, Sefer Oel Yaakov from the Dubna Magid. On Parshas Dvorim, he brings that he asked his rabbi, the Vilna Gaon, he asked his rabbi what is the difference between the other books and Mishneh Torah and the Book of Dvorim. And the Vilna Gaon answered them that the first four books, they were heard by Hashem himself through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat. That normally what we say, that Shekhinah medaberes mitoch groinoi shel Moshe, that the Shekhinah speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu. All the other four books, they heard it directly as it would have been from Hashem. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the words, they heard it directly as Hashem would have spoken it. Not the Book of Dvorim. The Book of Dvorim heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu like any other prophet after Moshe Rabbeinu would have said it. Because other prophets, and Hashem speak to them, they repeat what Hashem said either the same day or the next day, but they speak in their own words and they let the people know what the vision was to Jewish people. And when they speak, then Hashem's prophecy is not with them anymore. So too, the Book of Dvorim was spoken to Moshe Rabbeinu through a vision, through a prophecy, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke those words afterwards, but not directly, not while he was connected to Hashem. It was not the idea of Shekhinah medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke those words by himself after he got the vision from Hashem. All the other four books, Hashem spoke at the same time through Moshe Rabbeinu. This idea of Shekhinah medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, which means that Hashem spoke directly through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat. But the Book of Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke using his own words from a prophecy that he had heard before from Hashem. He didn't speak while he was in the prophetic state. He spoke in a different state. In other words, afterwards he heard what Hashem said and he repeated in his own words. So this is the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke and not Hashem spoke through him. The Dubna Magid continues that according to this we understand what the Medrash Rabbah brings down. The Medrash Rabbah here on Dvorim brings the Pasuk Mar Pelosho in Eitz Chaim, the Pasuk in the Proverbs chapter 15, which says Mar Pelosho in Eitz Chaim, the healing of the tongue is the tree of life. We know that the Torah is considered Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, because the Pasuk says Eitz Chaim hi la machzikim ba, that the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. So the Pasuk means to say that the Torah heals the tongue, that by learning Torah you are able to heal the tongue, which means that since Moshe Rabbeinu merited to have the Torah, he was healed from his language. Up to this point, Moshe Rabbeinu is described as kvad peh, kvad loshon, that he has a heavy mouth and a heavy tongue, that he didn't speak properly. And there is a good reason for it, like we explained, that the reason that Hashem did not heal Moshe Rabbeinu when he healed everybody during Sinai, the Pasuk there says that everybody at Sinai said Nasa v'nishma, that we will do and we will hear. And from there we learn, since it says everybody said means everybody, therefore we learn from that there was no problem about speaking, that everybody at that point was able to speak. The Talmud therefore says that there was no deaf mute people anymore, that all the deaf mutes got healed, that anybody who had a problem with his tongue got healed, anybody who had a problem with his hearing got healed. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not get healed. Why? Because Hashem wanted to make sure that people know how to differentiate between Moshe Rabbeinu speaking his own word when Hashem is speaking. In other words, if Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking with difficulty, with the problems that he had, with a lisp, let's say, then we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking his own words. But if Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking without any impediments, without any problems, then we know that Hashem is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu. Like that, the whole nation would know when he's speaking the words of Hashem and when he's speaking the words of himself. But comes now when Mishneh Torah, Hashem healed his language, and now since everybody knows already that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach of Hashem, is the messenger of Hashem, there is no need now for Moshe Rabbeinu to still have a speech impediment. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is able to speak with his own words everything that Hashem told him to speak. He doesn't have the category anymore of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that the Shechina speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the reason it's written Eile hadvorim, that this is the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, because now Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking the words the proper way. Hashem doesn't speak anymore through him. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael is of the same opinion, and he brings the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Mishnah mentions Eimav Sikin Bikloloys, that we are not allowed to stop in the middle of the curses. And on that, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis says, Omar Abaya, Abaya says, Lo Yishanu Elu Bikloloys Shebetoras Kohanim. It was not learned that you cannot stop only in regard to the curses that is written Torah Kohanim in the book of Ayikra, on Parshas Bechikoisai, chapter 26. Those curses you are not allowed to stop in between. Avol klolos shebe Mishneh Torah poisek, but the klolos, the curses or the admonitions in the book of Dvorim, Parshas Kisavoy, chapter 26, you are allowed to interrupt. You're allowed to stop between them, and it's okay to start aliyah, to start another person to read in between them, even though our custom is not to do it, but it's okay to do it. My Tama, the Gemara asks, what is the difference between the curses in Devarim and the curses in Vayikra? So the Gemara answers, Halalu beloshon Rabbi Mamurois. The curses in Vayikra were written in the plural. All the curses were written in the plural term. Umoyshe mipia gvura amoran. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the name of Hashem. That's why Rashi explains that there is written, Venosati, I will give, Vesholachti, I will send. So who could send? Hashem could send. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking as Hashem would have been speaking. But Vahalalu, those curses in the Devarim, Belshon Yochid Amurois, they were spoken on a singular term, that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Hashem will hit you in the singular, Moshe mipi atzmo yamaran, and Moshe was uttering it on his own accord, not in the name of Hashem. The Tiferes Yisrael, the Maral, explains that this is what is meant by the Gemara. The one in Vayikra, there was a category, the Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, is equivalent to Hashem speaking. Therefore, you could say, I will hit and I will send, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the one speaking, but since Hashem is speaking through his throat, it's like Hashem is doing it. But the one in Dvorim, Hashem is not speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say, I will do this, I will hit you, and I will punish you. It says that Hashem will hit you, and Hashem will punish you, because there Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in his own voice, and he's telling you what Hashem will do if you do not follow the Torah. Again, the one in Torah's Kohanim, in the book of Ayikra, where there is still in the category of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that the Shechina is still speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat, then it's viewed as Hashem is doing it directly. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu could say the language, I will hit you if you do wrong, and I will send the plagues if you do bad. But the ones in Dvarim, since Hashem is not speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu, that means Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking through his own voice, then Moshe Rabbeinu cannot say, I will hit you, I will do this, I will do that, because it's impossible for him to assign anything, because He is not a creator. He doesn't have the strength or the power to do what Hashem does. So therefore there he has no choice. He has to say what Hashem will do, how Hashem will punish you if you do not, if you transgress the word of Hashem. He can't say like he did on Parshas Bechukosai, where he says that I will do this, I will do that. In Parshas Kisavo he says Hashem will do this and Hashem will do that. Why? Because here the Shechina is not speaking through his throat, therefore he doesn't have the power to do it, and he cannot say that he's doing it. He has to say that Hashem is the one doing it. The Ramban, from the face of it, seems to concur to what we just said, because the Ramban on Parshas Bechukosai, on chapter 26, Pasuk number 16, there he says that these curses were given from Hashem and given in the singular term, I will do, I will hit. Therefore it's written on Pasuk number 46, these are the decrees, the ordinances and the teachings that Hashem gave between himself and the children of Israel at Mount Sinai through Moses. And he says the word through Moses means that Moshe Rabbeinu was exactly the messenger, he was the medium, he was the person who Hashem spoke through. That Hashem at this covenant in Vayikra spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks is like Hashem is speaking directly. But he says, Mishneh Torah in Dvorim, there it says differently. There Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're not going to listen to the voice of Hashem to keep and his commandments, and then it says, Iten Hashem, Hashem will do this to you. Pa-pa-ra-pa-pa. He's not saying, I will do that to you. He's saying Hashem will do that to you in the third person. Why? Because at that juncture the Shechina is not speaking anymore through Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is acting independently, he's acting on his own, he's speaking his own words. Therefore he cannot say that I will do and I will punish. He has to say that Hashem will do and Hashem will punish. And that's what the rabbis explained, that Klolos Shebetoris Kohanim were written in the plural, and Moshe said in the name of Hashem, and the one Mishneh Torah says in the singular, and Moshe said in the name of himself. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban seems to imply this idea that in Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in the name of Hashem, in other words, the Shechina was speaking through him, but in Devarim, there we don't have that phenomena of the Shechina speaking through him. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking everything in the third person term, that Hashem will do this, Hashem will do that, not in the first person term, I will do this, I will do that. But in truth is that the Ramban himself in Parshas Bo'eschanon, chapter 5, Pasuk number 12, seems to contradict this idea. Because there the Ramban explains that Bechol Mishneh Torah, Moshe Yedaber Ki Mipi HaGvura, that all of Dvarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking, it's viewed as Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking directly from Hashem. And the Ramban brings a very strong proof to this idea. And his proof is actually from the Shema that we say every day. The Shema, which is in Dvarim, chapter 11, Pasuk number 13 and 21, which we say the second chapter of the Shema, says, V'hoyo im shomoya tishmo. It'll come to pass that if you will continually hearken el mitzvoisai, to my commandments. And here it's not approved yet, because you could say that my commandments doesn't mean Hashem's commandment, means the Moshe Rabbeinu's commandment, asher anochi metzave eschem hayoim, which I command you today, lahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, to love Hashem your God, ulaavdo, and to serve your God, bechol levavchem, if all your heart, if bechol nafshechem, and if all your soul. So right now it's not a problem, because right now Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking everything in the third term, like we mentioned, and the mitzvoisai, my mitzvahs, which is meant, could be said that the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding to love Hashem. But now comes the problem. Now continues, venosati metar arzechem beitoi, I will give the rain for your land in the proper time. And then the next pasuk says, Venosati, I will give Esef Besotcho Livemtecho, I will give, I'll provide grass in your field for your cattle. So the Ramban asks, is it possible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that gives food? He is the one that plants grass? Is it possible to say that he's the one that gives rain? It's impossible to say that. Moshe Rabbeinu has no power on his own to give rain. He has no power to give grass. So when he says, Venosati, I will give grass, means theoretically that Hashem is saying. So he's switching over from the third person, he switches over to the first person. So the Ramban explains that this is a phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that this is a phenomena of the Shechina speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu. So theoretically now we have a contradiction of the Ramban. In the first Ramban on Parshas Bechukosai, there he says that in Mishnah Torah, the phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that the Shechina speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't exist. And here in Parshas Veschanon, the Ramban explains that in Mishnah Torah, that in Dvarim, the phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe is present because we see Venosati Yosef by the Shema, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will give grass and I will give rain, and Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be speaking about himself because he's powerless to give rain and to give grass. So theoretically we have a contradiction in the Ramban. We don't know exactly what the Ramban would hold. And we see that Rab Chaim Mevelazhin on Sefer Nefesh HaChaim says the same idea of the Ramban. And he goes in more beautiful details. He explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, he achieved the Shleimus HaOlam, the completeness of the world, that when he came to the end of his life, he achieved his greatest level, the level of the Shechina Medaberes, and he brings that that's why he was able to write down, Venosati, I will give. So he explains, Kiz batul mimitzios klal, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able at that point to annul himself from existence, that he perfected himself so much that he was able to act like he doesn't exist, that Hashem is able to speak through him like Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't exist at all. And he brings that the pasuk on Parshas Baloischa, Bamidbar, chapter 12, pasuk number 8, there he says, Pe'al pe' adabre boy, that I speak to Moshe Rabbeinu mouth to mouth, doesn't say Pe'al pe' adaber elav, doesn't say I speak to Moshe face to face, mouth to mouth, means Pe'al pe' adaber boy, means I speak inside Moshe Rabbeinu. So he brings the idea that Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that Hashem speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat. And he says that the ultimate achievement of that phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe happened by the Shema, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of his life, is able to say, Venosati metara atzechem, that I will give rain. So we see that Rav Chaim Volozhin also held that in Devarim, the phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe is present. Sefer Sha'arei Aharon wants to reconcile the contradiction and say that when the Ramban says that Mishnah Torah is the phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that in Devarim we still have the phenomena that Hashem speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu, the same thing that Nefesh HaChaim says. So Sefer Sha'arei Aharon wants to explain that is to the exclusion of the Parsha of Klolois. There is no contradiction in the Ramban, because the Ramban on the curses of Vayikra says that the curses on Devarim, they're the phenomena of Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, that the Shechina speaks through Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't exist. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave the curses in Devarim on his own, without Hashem speaking through him. But the rest of Devarim, the Shechina was speaking through him. In other words, the rest of the parshas written in Devarim, the Shechina was speaking to him, like the Ramban says in Parshas Veschanon. So there is no contradiction in the Ramban, because the Ramban is specifically talking about the curses when he says the phenomena of Shechina Medaberet Tachnoni Shel Moshe, the Hashem speaks for Moshe Rabbeinu, does not work, is only in regard to the curses of Dvorim, like the Gemara Megillah says. The answer of the Shari Aharon, that he wants to reconcile the Ramban, would not work according to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Because the Lubavitcher Rebbe on Sefer Likutei Sichos, Tov Shin Chof Beis, brings down there that when the Gemara in Megillah, the Flamet Aleph Amet Beis, makes the difference between the curses in Vayikra and the curses in Devarim, and it says that the curses in Devarim were written in the singular, and there Moishe Mipi Atzmoi Amoron, and Moishe uttered it on his own. Normally the word Mipi Atzmoi means on his own, but he says that the Gemara is clearly not saying Me Atzmoi, he said it on his own. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu said Mipi Atzmoi, which means Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't say it on his own, he said it only because Hashem told him to say it. From that Likutei Sichos we see clearly that the Lubavitcher Rebbe learned that the phenomena of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groinu Shel Moshe applies also in the curses of Mishneh Torah. So then we have a question, what is the difference between the curses in Vayikra and the curses in Devarim? We said the difference was that on Devarim the Shechina did not speak through Moshe Rabbeinu, and on Vayikra the Shechina spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu. But now that we see that the Shechina spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu even on Devarim, what is the difference between Devarim and Vayikra? How come Vayikra we're not allowed to stop in the middle of the reading, we're not allowed to call somebody else, and how come in Devarim we could call somebody else? What is meant by the Gemara Moshe Mipi Atzmoi? What is meant that Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own? And in truth, we actually have technically a proof from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says on chapter 28, Pasuk number 69, this is the last Pasuk on the Toichacha, says Eile Divrei Abris, these are the words of the covenant, Asher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Lichrois es Bnei Israel, to seal with the Jewish people Be'eretz Moav, in the land of Moab. Milvad, besides Abris, the covenant Asher Koras Itom Bechorev, that he made with them in Chorev, which means that this is the covenant, these are the curses that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make with the Jewish people, besides the curses that Hashem told them to give in Chorev, which Rashi says that Hashem told them to give in Book of Vayikra, that the curses referring in the Devarim are in addition to the ones referring in the Book of Vayikra. So we see clearly that the Pasuk says that these are the curses that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make with the Jewish people, that this is the covenant Hashem told him to make with the Jewish people, that means that he didn't do it on his own. So we see clearly that the curses in Devarim were also given by Hashem or through Hashem, or Hashem told them to do. So what does the Gemara mean that Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzmo yakom, that Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own? We see clearly that these curses were given directly by Hashem. To answer that, we have to go to the Or HaChaim, and then the questions that we have in the Or HaChaim, and when we answer the question that we have in the Or HaChaim, we'll be answering also the question that we had on the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh, in the first Pasuk of this week's Parsha, where he says, Ele HaDvarim, these are the words, Asher Diber Moshe, that Moshe spoke, and called Israel to the Jewish people, the Or HaChaim is kind of bothered by the language Eile, these are. We know Rashi on Parshas Mishpatim, chapter 21, Pasuk 1, there it says, Ve'eile HaMishpatim, these are the Mishpatim. Rashi says a rule from the Medrash Tanchuma, Kol Mokom Shenemar Eile, every place that the Torah tells the word Eile, these are, Posel Sarashoinim, it rejects what was stated previously. Ve'eile, but when he says ve'eile, and these are, Moisival Rishonim adds to what is previously. So the Rechaim asks a question. Here we have Eila Hadvarim. These are the words. It's written the word Eila. So if it's written the word Eila, must be rejecting something. So what is it rejecting? The Rechaim says that since Moshe Rabbeinu here in this book is speaking words by himself, that all this book is Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to a person who transgresses the word of Hashem. And he quotes the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that Klolois Mishne Torah Moshe Mipiatsu Emoran, that the curses in Mishne Torah Moshe said by himself, and even the laws that he gives, he wasn't commanded to repeat them. He decided to do it on his own. The Torah is afraid that you may think that way, that the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu gave these words on his own, all the previous four books up to Dvarim Moshe also gave on his own. Therefore, the Torah tells you, Eile HaDvarim, to tells you from now on is Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. But before that, in all the four books, even one letter, even one word was not given on his own. That the previous books was given totally like Hashem told them, exactly without any changes, even a word. From all the 40 years that Moshe Rabbeinu gave up to this point was given exactly like Hashem told them. In other words, Rechaim seems to say that all the four books of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu recorded exactly what Hashem told him to do, without missing any iota, without making any mistakes. But this book of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu made it on his own, therefore the Torah tells you before this book starts, Eile HaDvarim, that this has nothing to do with what's written before. This is a new book that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to speak on his own, without Hashem telling him to do it, and all the mitzvahs that he repeated on this book, it's repeated only because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted or felt a need to do it, but has nothing to do with the commandment of Hashem. Everybody that listens to this Rechaim gets amazed, because the Rechaim is in direct contradiction with a clear Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Omed Aleph. There the Gemara says that the Torah brings down in Bamidbar chapter 15, Pasuk 31, there it says, Kidvar Hashem Bozo, that the word of Hashem he despised. The Gemara says, what does it mean in the Pasuk that the word of Hashem he has despised? Zeh ho'oimer ein Torah min ha'shamayim. That's somebody who says that the Torah did not come from heaven, that it wasn't divinely given, that man made Torah. And he continues, Vafilu Omar kola Torah kulam min ha'shamayim. Let's say a person will come and say that the whole Torah is from heaven. Just one pasuk that Hashem did not command, Ela Moshe mipi atzmoi, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it on his own. Zeu kidvar Hashem bozo, that is the definition of a person that despises the word of Hashem. He is considered a apikoiros, and he did something very shameful. According to this Gemara, clearly says that the whole Torah, from A to Z, from the beginning of the Torah till the end of the Torah, till the Inechal Israel, where the Torah ends, if somebody is going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did it without Hashem commanding it, that is considered Kidvar Hashem Bizo, that he shamed the word of Hashem. How can the Rechaim HaKodesh say that the whole Dvarim is written by Moshe Rabbeinu without Hashem telling him? We clearly say in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Tes that anybody who says that is considered like he shamed the word of Hashem. And the Rambam also paskens l'alocha that Ilchas Shuvah Peregimul Alocha Lamed Ches Hoimer She'ina Torah Meim Hashem. Somebody says that the Torah doesn't come from Hashem. Afilu Pasuk Echad, even one Pasuk doesn't come from Hashem. Afilu Tevos Achas, even one word. Im Omar Moshe Omro Mipi Atzmoi, if somebody says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it on his own without Hashem telling him to write, Harei Zeh Kofer BaTorah, he is considered somebody denies in the Torah. So the question is, how can you justify what the Rechaim said? The Abrabanel explains that what the Gemara says, that the whole Torah is given from Hashem, that doesn't mean that the whole Torah was given directly from Hashem. It means that Hashem told them to write the whole Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu wrote from Bereshis until Einikol Yisrael was all from Hashem. But it's clearly that the things that happening, where people are saying it wasn't from Hashem. For example, that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for the golden calf. Obviously, Hashem didn't tell him to pray, because Hashem says quite opposite, Hanichali, let me go, and I will destroy the Jewish people. And the Gemara learns that Moshe Rabbeinu deduced from that, that since Hashem said, let me go, that means that he has to pray. Also, the idea when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go to Paroi, and he says, Shlach no, Beyat Tishlach, all the way in Parsha Shmos, where he said, send with whomever you want, just don't send me. And then the Pasuk says, Va'ichar af Hashem b'Moshe, that Hashem got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, that what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no Beyat Tishlach, was spoken by Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, send by whoever was. And Hashem didn't tell him to say those words. He said it on his own. And also, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to that evil person, he says, Rosha, Lomo Saker Echo, why you hitting your fellow Jew? Where he saw the two Jews fighting, obviously, that was not by Hashem telling him, because at that point, we all know Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a prophet yet. And a lot of cases like that, you'll find the Torah, that obviously could not be that Hashem told him to do that at that point, because it's impossible to say that Hashem told him at that point to do that. So you must say that what it means to say that the whole Torah was given by Hashem means that the whole Torah Hashem told him to write down. That Hashem told afterwards to write down, write so and so. And when the Gemara says that everybody who says that the whole Torah is from heaven besides one pasuk that Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own, it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu never said a word on his own. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write in the Torah anything unless Hashem told him to write. And that includes also the fifth book, Dvarim. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu did not write in the Torah, only after Hashem told him to write it. And explains there's a difference between all the four books. That all the four books, Moshe Rabbeinu writes only after Hashem tells him to write. But the fifth book, Moshe Rabbeinu first tells on his own the whole book, and after Moshe Rabbeinu finishes telling on his own, Hashem tells him, now please write down these words that you told, these words that you arranged, please write it down. And that is what is meant that Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzmo Amram. The other books, Hashem told him first exactly what to write down and exactly what to say. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu decides to say first, and afterwards, Hashem tells him to write down. What the Gemara says, Moshe mipi atzoi Amram, you're right. Moshe said it on his own, but Hashem told him to write. That was Hashem's prerogative to tell him what to write. So it could be Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, but Hashem tells him what to write. You're going to ask me what's written afterwards. The pasuk says, Ele divra bris, asher tzivu Hashem. The Hashem says clearly that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to make the covenant with the Jewish people, which implies that not Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own, that Hashem clearly told him to make this covenant. And how can the Gemara say that Moshe mipi atzmo yamoron, that Moshe said it on his own? So the Ababanel explains that maybe Hashem told him to make a covenant, but didn't tell him exactly what words to say. And the words Moshe Rabbeinu chose to use is the words that's written there by his own. In other words, on Toiris Kahanim, Hashem exactly chose the words, exactly what words to say to the Jewish people. But on Dvarim, on the curses in Dvarim, there Moshe Rabbeinu said the words on his own. And afterwards, Hashem decided to make sure to write it down the exact way that's written. But originally, Hashem told them just to make a covenant with the Jewish people. But once Moshe Rabbeinu chose these words to make a covenant, Hashem said it in the Torah, and now it becomes the words of Hashem, because everything that's written in the Torah was written by Hashem telling him what to write. Rabbeinu Bachya, in the end of Parshas Kisavoy, explains that the Teuchachas on that Parsha, which are the words, the Teuchachas, the curses of the Dvarim, were given in the language of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu spoke it on his own, because nothing that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, everything Moshe Rabbeinu did was what Hashem told him to do. So what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said it mipi atzmoi? which means that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, and Hashem right away was agreeing to what was he saying. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu had Ruach HaKodesh at the time when he said it, and Hashem right away agreed to what he said. And if you take a look at Tosfos in the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara says that Moshe Me'atzmoy Amram, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke on his own. Tosfos right away says, a small Tosfos, Tosfos says, V'Ruach HaKodesh, and he spoke on his own in Ruach HaKodesh with divine prophecy. So you see that even when you say Moshe Rabbeinu spoke it on his own, doesn't mean necessarily that he spoke his own words without regard what it is to say. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to tap into his divine prophecy and speak on his own prophetically, but it wasn't exactly the same level as it was on the Parshas Bechukosai, that it was on Vayikra. It was in a different level than Vayikra. And that's also what the Zohar in verse Chana brings down, that how is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu should say something by his own? It's impossible that even a small letter should say on his own. And the Zohar in Parshas Veschan on Reish Samachay base brings down that there are different levels of prophecy, that everything was said prophetically, but one is a higher level prophetically and one is a lower level prophetically, but nonetheless Moshe Rabbeinu would not say anything that's not prophetically. The Malbum answers the idea of Mishneh Torah completely different, and his answer answers a beautiful question on the first pasuk on the parsha. The parsha starts, Ela dvarim asher dibre Moshe al kol Yisrael. This is the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all the Jewish people. Where did he speak it? Be'ever ha'yarden, in the other side of the Yarden, Bamidbar, in the Midbar, Barava, in the wilderness, Mosuf, opposite Suf, Ben Paron, Ben Teufel, between Paron and between Tofel, Velavon and Lavon, Vechatzeros and Chatzeros, Vedizav and Dizav. It is an obvious question on this pasuk, how is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu spoke these things in all these places? So Rashi explains that these are the name of the places where the Jewish people sinned, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to tell them directly what it is. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them by hinting them the places that they have sinned. So the pasuk says this is what Moshe Rabbeinu spoke in regard to the Midbar, to the sins they did in the Midbar, in regard to Arava, to the sins they did in the Arava, in regard to Mosuf, the sins they did in the Yamsuf. Rashi explains the whole pasuk is telling hints about the sins that they did. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them in those places, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them in regard to those places, but is only hinting them. And then in pasuk number 3, there it says, Vayibar boim shona, it was in the 40th year, Ba'ashti yosar choydesh bechad ha-choydesh, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael, then Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Jewish people, Kechoyl asher tzivo Hashem oysu aleihem, like everything Hashem told them, commanded him to speak unto them. So what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu in the 11th month starts speaking again? It's before the pasuk tells that he spoke, and afterwards pasuk number 3 tells you that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them again. So the Malbum says a beautiful interpretation. Malbum says that like a normal person, like a rabbi that normally gives speeches and he gives drashas and he gives musar, and a lot of times you give these things, but no, you have no permission to write it in a book. And even if you write it down without permission, still there's no kedush of Sefer Torah in it, doesn't have the holiness of Sefer Torah. Or a lot of times people speak in Ruach HaKodesh, still not everything people speak in Ruach HaKodesh, or as people speak of divine prophecy, it's actually written in a book. For example, we know that Eldad and Medad were prophesizing in the encampment, but it's not written in the Torah what was the prophecy. So even though it was said in Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem doesn't allow you to write every prophecy that you have inside the Torah. But in the 40th year, Hashem gave him permission to repeat everything he said and to write it down exactly like he said. In other words, all these speeches that Moshe Rabbeinu gave was a speech he made in Darava, was a speech he made in Midbar, was a speech he made in Mulsuf, and he had no permission to write all these things down until Hashem, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, the first day of the month, Hashem told him, you know, the compilation of speeches that you gave before, I want you now to repeat those words and please, I want you now to write it down. So comes out that the curses that Moshe Rabbeinu gave in Mishneh Torah, it was actually given probably during the time when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the original curses, when explaining in his own words or sermonizing in his own words what's going to happen. But now in the 11th month, Hashem tells him, I want you to repeat it and I want you to write this down. Therefore, now it becomes part of the Torah. Up till now, it was just messages that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. And all these places, he gave separate messages. But now Hashem told him to write it down. Once Hashem told him to write it down, it becomes becomes Torah. So if it becomes Torah, so therefore anybody who denies that this is what Hashem told him is considered a koifer. So the Rachaim is answered by that, because the Rachaim is to say that Moshe spoke it on his own and eventually it became part of the Torah. But originally it was just spoken as notes on his own, and now Hashem told him to write, now it becomes part of the Torah. And now we could also answer what Pshat the Gemara Moshe Mipi Atzmoy Omrom, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke on his own. And we could also answer the question that we had on the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that he said that these words were spoken on Ruach HaKodesh. Originally Moshe Rabbeinu just spoke it on his own, but now Hashem told him to repeat it. Once Hashem tells him to repeat it, it becomes in the level of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Gorei Shel Moshe. It becomes the level that the Shechina is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu's throat, because now he's commanded to repeat it. Even though these were originally Moshe Rabbeinu's own words, but since Hashem now tells him to repeat it, it becomes in the level of Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Gorei Shel Moshe, that the Shechina is speaking through Moshe Rabbeinu. If that is so, then the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Drachaim and everybody is right that this is now said in Ruach HaKodesh, because now Hashem told them to repeat those words, and those words he repeated were said in Ruach HaKodesh, were said the same way that the whole Torah is said, and now he writes it down, it also becomes part of the Torah. From all this debate we see how important it is to know that every single word in the Torah is the words of Hashem, that we cannot pick and choose what we are going to keep, what we are not going to keep. This makes sense to me, this doesn't make sense to me, and therefore I'm not going to keep it. That everything is the words of Hashem, and we require to keep everything that is written in this book according to Halacha. And if we keep everything that's written in this book, and we value this book, and we learn this book, and we do the mitzvahs, then we'll merit to have Mashiach come and the Beis HaMikdash rebuild. B'mheira b'yameinu, Amen.